Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. Yesterday we were looking at being legally healed and how Jesus himself came and redeemed us with his pure spotless blood. His blood was spotless because it did not come from a man. It came from heaven, from God. So we want to pick up the service today and look at the fact that we are legally healed. The devil cannot illegally put sickness on you, but you need to know your rights. You need to know your authority. You need to know what belongs to you so that he cannot trick you with his lies and deception. So let's continue the service today. And this was taken from our healing school, which we do every Thursday morning. And we will pick up where we left off yesterday, and let's see what God reveals to your life.
The blood that was in her was the blood of God. In the child, in Jesus. The rest of him, the Bible says he gave up all his godly privileges in heaven. He gave up all of his godly privileges in heaven and he came as a man because man messed up and man had to fix up. It would have been unfair for God to fix up. Jesus still could have sinned. He could, listen to me, some people think, look who said about you. He could have sinned. Jesus, even though he had the blood of God, that's why he had to put the blood. Remember the blood on the mercy seat. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. All about the blood. Don't touch me, for I haven't taken my blood up to the Father yet. You remember that? The blood. The blood. Everyone say the blood. That scares the devil. He hates the blood. He hates it. Amen. And so Jesus now was in the form of a human being. He was delivered by his mother the way we all get delivered. The only thing that was different was his blood. He still had the nature of a human being. Are you with me? He could have sinned. In the Garden of Gethsemane, you saw him having a battle there, saying, Lord, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go through this. Not going to do it. And he said, however, he had a choice right there. However, not my will, your will. Am I right? And so Jesus could have sinned. When they caught him with the woman caught the woman in the act of adultery. Moses says we should stone her to death. What saith thou? He could have stood there and said, stone her, so that he gets popular with all the people. He did not. He did the right thing. Jesus always did the right thing. He was the only one without sin. And all of those demands and requirements in the law, only he could fulfill them. That's why Jesus said, I did not come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill the law. Amen. Are you with me? And so, go with me to Matthew 5. Now, to reprieve from the curse is an official pardon, amnesty, an acquittal, a stay of execution. If you reprieve somebody, then you get an official pardon, you get amnesty granted, you get an acquittal, and you get a stay of execution. Now, our presidents in this nation, whoever's president, can give a pardon to whoever they deem needs a pardon. Some of them do it to people that shouldn't have been taken out. Some of them do it to the right ones. But he's got the authority to go in there and grant clemency, and grant an acquittal, and stop an execution. The president can do that. Correct? Amen. Matthew 5, verse 17. Look what he said. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till it is fulfilled. That law had to be fulfilled or else it would still be in place today. But Jesus fulfilled the law, the only perfect righteous person to ever do it. And because of that, he was able to get us clemency. He was able to get us a full pardon, a stay of execution. Think about that. That's what Jesus did for us. We could not fulfill the law. He could. When he did, he brought his righteousness. When you receive him, you see, when you receive Jesus, you go from the line of Adam, the blood of Adam. You go from here and you say, Lord, I receive Jesus. I believe what he did. I speak it. I believe it in my heart. And therefore, boom, you get saved. So you go from that bloodline to the bloodline of Jesus. Amen? And he makes you righteous. You've now, how many of you know we're the bride of Christ? Amen. The Bible refers to us as the bride of Christ. Christ is the groom. There's many stories about that, and he tells us very clearly we are the bride of Christ. And he has decked us with bridal gear. The one story he says, the man was caught in the wedding festival, and they said to him, where is your bridal gown? He said, I don't have any. And they said, throw him out. You can't get in without it. You have to have the bridal clothes on in order to get to the groom in heaven. The bridal clothes is righteousness. So he covers us with his righteousness. Now I can get into heaven. Amen. So he went through all of that to get us into the kingdom. The Bible says in Hebrews, he says, Hebrews 12:2, that God endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, sons and daughters. He went through all of that because he knew he was going to bring sons and daughters into the kingdom. And so Jesus made us righteous. How? By living a spotless, clean, blameless, sinless life. Amen. I mean, that's just huge. Amen. And that qualified him to redeem us from the curse of the law. No one else could do it. Nobody. In fact, even the high priest in the Old Testament, remember that? They'd have the outer court, the holy place, and the holiest of holies. The people were able to go into the outer court. Only the priests could go into the holy place. But then the most holy place, the holy of holies, only one person, the high priest, could go in there. And when he went in there, he had to take the blood of a spotless lamb, of an animal without blemish or spot. He'd have to take the blood in, and he'd have to be cleansed. He had to be cleansed himself. He had to go through a week of fasting and trials and washing and prayer and all kinds of, and then he'd go in alone. And he'd take the blood and he'd put it on the mercy seat. Jesus became our propitiation for us. That means the mercy seat. And he put the blood on the mercy seat, and when that blood went on the mercy seat, God forgave, or he covered the sins of Israel for 1 year. And the next year, they had to go through the whole ritual again. Because there's no one that was clean enough to go in. But the Bible says Christ has now become our high priest once for all. And he sat down at the right hand of God. His work is over. He is now your high priest. He went into the Supreme Court. He went into the most holy place in the presence of God with his blood. Remember, he said to Mary, don't touch me because I haven't taken my blood up yet. And then he took his blood and he put it on the mercy seat. Right next to the Father. So now when the Father looks at you and me, he looks at us through rose petal glasses. He sees us through the blood. He sees children. He sees righteousness. He sees wedding garment, wedding garment, wedding garment, wedding garment, wedding garment. Oh, one knot on the wedding garment. Holy Spirit, come on, do what you can. I mean, this is just the way it is. So he fulfilled the law. Galatians 3, verse 13. I'm going to read you four other translations. There is a translation called the Deaf Translation. There's a lot of different translations, and I like to look up different ones because it gives you a different perspective on things and you get a more understanding. But this one says, the law put a curse on us, but Christ took away that curse. He changed places with you. Christ put himself under that curse. That's a powerful, powerful scripture the way he says it there. The law put a curse on us. The law showed us that we were sinful and we could not match up to the law. So it became a curse in our life because I couldn't attain and achieve what the law required of me. So it became a curse to me. Amen. Now watch here. The law put a curse on us, but Christ took away that curse. He changed, or he traded places with us. Christ put himself under that curse. Amen. The Haman translation says, Christ it was who redeemed us from the curse of the law by receiving our curse on his own person. He didn't have to. He received our curse on his own person. The Weymouth says, Christ has purchased our freedom. The New Living Translation says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. Who does that? Who does that? Only Jesus. Only Christ. And you see, you know, in the apologetics classes, you're going to hear stuff like this, that other religions put their faith on the teachings of a man. They put their faith in the teachings of Confucius. They put their faith in the teachings of Muhammad. The teachings. Christianity puts their faith in the person, Christ. And when you got your faith in the person, then the teaching becomes relevant. You understand? They put their faith in what he taught, not in who he is. There's a major difference. There are three simple yet powerful statements made in Galatians 3:13. The first statement is that you are redeemed, ransomed, or set free. That's very powerful. You are redeemed. Say, I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Say, it's done.
It is done.
All right. The second is what you are redeemed from. You're redeemed from the curse of the law. Say, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. So now I don't have to meet the requirements of the Lord Jesus did. I have to meet the requirements of my Jesus and the Holy Spirit in my life. Amen. And they're never going to get you to go against the law. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Are you with me? And the third is what you are redeemed by. Christ was made the curse for us. So we've been redeemed. We're redeemed from the curse. And Christ was made a curse for us, redeemed by Jesus. I didn't see Muhammad do that. I didn't see Confucius do that. I didn't see these hundreds of gods and thousands of gods that people believe in, and the Romans and all those. I didn't see any of them doing this. Only Jesus. That's why the Bible says there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Only Jesus. And now the haters are coming out. If you say, John 14:6, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by him. If you say that to them, you're a hater. Christianity is under attack, family. Worse now than it has been. And just for your information, people say, well, we're no closer to the end than we were 100 years ago. You're just totally wrong. If you look right now what's taking place, look at Israel. Keep your eye on Israel at all times. Israel is a very big signboard telling us where we're at. And then look at what's happening. Do you know that people say there's this one volcano? They say in the last week there's been 10 huge ones, but they've only shown you the one. There are volcanoes taking place. There are hurricanes. There are way more by comparison. So many different things. And the falling away is coming. Earthquakes, everything. And the falling away, we have not, us, have not experienced the way the church is falling away, ever. He said, before I come, there will first be a falling away. That's the church falling away from the doctrine of Christ. Amen. And are you seeing it? Are you seeing them ordaining anybody? Are you seeing them agreeing with abortion? Are you seeing the churches doing things that confess to be Christian?
Amen.
It's happening now in our time, and Jesus, the church is doing things. I don't know if we'll make this decade. I really don't know.
Amen.
I don't know if you'll make this year. Bible says he'll come as a thief in the night. No man knoweth when. No man, no angel, no one. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. And so Christ took your curse so you could go free. Say, I am free. Say, I'm free from the law of sin and death.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family-owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series,